Hi, I'm Leanne. I'm a lightworker and a mother to three special girls. I strive to continue learning, growing, and to collect new skills. I'm a psychic medium, Reiki master teacher, and Akashic record reader and energy healer. I am so excited to share what I've learned and what I'm going to learn and the ups and downs of life. Thank you for joining me on my journey. Welcome to Life of a Lightworker podcast.
Welcome. This week, I am using the Herbal Astrology Oracle deck, and my intention is, what do you need to hear in this moment, on this day, when you are listening to this? Okay. And the card I got was chamomile. And I find it always funny. I have been using this deck for a few months now, at least. And there are many, many cards that I have never pulled for myself or anyone else. But this card I have pulled for myself and other people multiple times. So that's very interesting. I love when patterns like that show up. So this card is about inner peace. From the book, if you find yourself often triggered and consumed by small stresses, be aware that they accumulate, creating a chronic state of disharmony and fear. Chamomile today is reminding you to not project your fears into life and others. Allow yourself a state of eternal peace and give yourself the greatest love imagined. Chamomile, like deer energy, instills a contained center of innocence, warmth, and light within us. Deer blesses us with the power of gentleness and to heal our wounds and the heart mind of wounded beings. Don't push hard to do the work. It's the gentleness of spirit that heals all. I love this card. I love that last part where it's the gentleness and not to push, because we know we have healing to do and we want to get through it. So we want to just get all the work done and really like dive in and really like dig deep and get it done. But that's the energy that energy cannot be sustained. That's a burst, but then you need rest and recuperation afterwards. I feel like this card is inviting us to be in a constant state of gentle healing, inviting healing in and allowing it to happen as it goes, to not do big bursts and push through the healing, but to allow when it's needed and to trust that path, that rhythm that comes from our soul and from the earth and from the universe to come in the correct speed and the correct time and to follow that trust that the universe, your higher self and the earth have a better perspective and a better view to be able to judge when the best, most appropriate time to deal with what's coming up to take place. And it's very different than avoiding and putting off and pushing down. And it's different than grabbing it and hold and working on it and digging deep, because there's a lot of traumas, a lot of energies within our body that don't respond well to that hard punch, that big blow. Some that are ready to be released, that are almost done healing, yes, that can be the final flick off. But for a lot of this work, that hard push is actually, it feels like, I don't know if anybody's ever played with cornstarch and water, that Gugak stuff. When you hit it hard, it turns into a solid. And when you let it flow, when you let it sit on your hands, it turns into a liquid and flows out. Very same thing with trauma and stuck energies within our bodies. When we're hitting it, it doesn't want to budge. It doesn't want to budge. It doesn't want to budge. And it's a lot of work, and it's almost re-traumatizing. It makes that wound almost kind of bigger sometimes. But when you just let it happen, when you invite it to heal, when you say, I am ready to heal this, and allow it to come as it needs to come, have the right teacher show up, have the right video show up, the right book show up, have the right people in our lives ignite this healing around us, then we allow it to be liquid and flow and allow it to come away when it's supposed to come away. Sometimes even the most experienced healers, maybe especially the most experienced healers, the deep healing that needs to continue to happen, because we all have healing that needs to continue until we are done. And the done, I mean like our soul is completely done incarnating. So we, our wounds get, the outside wounds, they get dealt with. Maybe that could be dealt with a little more harshly or hastily. We can work through them quickly. But as the layers get deeper and deeper and deeper, and those ones at the center, the ones closer to the center, they take a long time to heal. And they do not respond well to pressure. It's the gentleness, allowing. And it can take years for some of these things to be healed and fall away. And that's the way it was designed. That's the way it has to be for all the things to be in alignment, to work in the best, easiest way for your soul, for your energy, to move through it. If things aren't quite aligned right, it's like jamming a piece into a puzzle. Well, it kind of works, but it's not smooth. It's not, the picture doesn't quite line up. We are waiting for that perfect puzzle piece to place it in, and then it can happen the most easeful way possible. And of course, with all these blocks, traumas, it's not going to be a picnic in the park, but it's going to be the easiest way through it, the easiest way possible. And trusting that divine timing is a big part of it. I feel especially when people are starting on their spiritual journey and they're healing a lot of things. There's a lot of things on the surface that need to get healed. So they are really going through them. And that's wonderful because those things fall away quite easily. But over time, maybe they're noticing, oh, well, I healed like a lot in that first couple years. And then now I'm at year 5 and I'm not going through things as quickly as I was before. Is there something wrong with me? Am I not finding the right teacher? Do I need to work harder? Step back. These are the things. These are the traumas and the energy blocks that require more gentleness. And that pushing mentality that you used in the first bit isn't going to work now. It's going to actually be counterproductive. So, like I said before, inviting that ease, and you can invite it by simply talking to yourself, talking to your higher self, talking to your spirit team, that you are open and ready for this lesson, for this healing to take place. You can say a specific healing if you are, something's really on your mind. I would suggest asking for the appropriate healing at the appropriate time. You are open, you are ready, you want to embrace this experience and work through the energy that's preventing you from living your most aligned self, most aligned life. And with that intention, maybe the one that is really bothering you will get healed first, but maybe there's others in line if those healed first, it'd be easier to heal the one thing that you want to heal. So I feel like it's the conservation of energy and finding the right divine timing to make things flow at the easiest way. It's like water. It doesn't go necessarily the shortest path. It goes the easiest way, the path of least resistance. So that is what's happening. And yeah, energy is so much like water. That's maybe that thought, that visualization will help you. And let me see if there's any other messages for this card. Taking the time to rest, giving yourself the permission to rest, because in those moments of rest, those moments of peace, those moments of quiet, is when you feel those nudges, when you feel that connection to your higher self, to your spirit team. That's when you listen. The world is so busy. There's so much technology. There's so many things to do. And that keeps you busy and it keeps you focused on that so that you can't come into yourself and listen to your higher self, listen to your intuition. It is so taking set times out of your day, your week, to sit in the quiet. When you're taking a bath, right before bed, when you're driving, find a time throughout your day that you can easily add in 5 to 15 minutes of peace, of stillness, of quiet, and invite your spirit team and your higher self to join you. You don't need to be receiving information and have this big conversation. You can if that happens, but we're sitting in stillness and trying to connect the energy. Having that intention that you're connecting is enough. And then sit in that energy. And instead of, I know lots of times when you're meditating, if your mind starts to wander, pull your mind back into like the stillness. Not for this case, because when you're connecting, if something pops into your mind, if an idea comes, that is part of the communication. So if you can make sense of it, great. And if not, you say, oh, I just thought of a bird. That's wonderful. Say it out loud if you can. And then go back to sitting in stillness and saying aloud, especially, or in your mind, if you're around other people and you don't want to say it, acknowledging those thoughts and ideas that come in. And as long as it's not the thought of, oh, supper isn't going to be ready at this time, I got to go. And you know, those ideas, push them aside and say, I'll think about you in 15 minutes. But if a tree pops in, or you think of a song, if things like that start to just randomly come into your mind, acknowledge it and accept it. If any of you would like to connect with me, my website is spruceenergyhealing.com. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube, all Spruce Energy Healing. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you next time.